100 Word Stories.
Hey, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was overexposed. And we got a few stories in for this topic, and I'd love to share them with you, which I can do right now.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you all. This is Richard, and this is my first story for the year. I don't think it's a particularly good one, but you can be the judge. It's called Overdressed, Overexposed. Have you ever seen those goth girls and boys? All black clothing and mascara, veils and teenage angst. Even on the hottest, sunniest day, they shrink within their cloak of darkness, like modern-day vampires, avoiding the light as if it threatened mortal danger. I once went out with a girl like that. For months, I tried everything I could do to encourage her to shed just a few layers of protective attire. Then, one fateful day, she relented and stripped to her bare skin. Skin so pale, she appeared like a badly overexposed photograph. So bright, she blinded me forever. There you go. So, until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and I want to wish you a Happy New Year. May 2022 be the year we get rid of the bug and get back to our normal lives. So, here's my story. The lighthouse stood by the bay, small waves hitting it softly. The carcass of a boat rocked back and forth, a warning flag still swaying in the wind. They had been overexposed to that gas, the one coming from the barrels tossed in the water at high sea. They tried to sail away as fast as they could, but it was only a matter of seconds. People came on board. They said, "No, don't come here." But they did anyway. And now the lighthouse stood by the bay, small waves hitting it softly, with no one to take care of it. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Maybe, as a child, I was overexposed to violence and bloodshed. Although, it's fair to say that none of the other kids in the neighborhood followed the path I've taken. Perhaps, poor mental health has warped my values and sense of decency, eroded my capacity to empathize, and my grasp on reality. Yet every test I've taken indicates I'm no more damaged than the next person. I suppose I may have lacked spiritual and moral guidance to keep me on the straight and narrow. But that's not true either. I simply enjoy mindless torture and violence. See? Perfectly well adjusted.
To Rubber Zoino here with a story on the word overexposure. After a day's work on a photo shoot in an ancient forest, I found one image I'd accidentally overexposed. I would have thrown it out, but I noticed it had brought out some strange details in a deep hole amongst some tree roots. I went back the next day to image the thing better. Going close up would just scare off whatever it was, so instead I brought my Ultra HDR, Ultra Resolution Digital, to get it by stealth from a distance. On the camera back, I zoomed in on the hole and turned up the brightness. They don't like to be seen.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and the booster is seriously kicking my butt, but I persevere. And to that end, my story this evening? What could possibly go wrong? Oh, 20. If anyone had spent the time, in any time frame, perusing the walls of the arms, they would have come across a most peculiar overexposed photo. Even in the rubble of the current state of the pub, they would have seen their collective faces, worn, weary, but a glare of defiant resolve. Cervantes had seen it. The machinations of the last few days were to ensure it would occur. They would never forgive him, but he had long ago given that emotion to the devil in exchange for a clear sight of right action. Duty heavy as a mountain. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 820, with the prompt of overexposed. Here's my story. They saw the flickering light of the bonfire long before they got to it. Excitement flickered in Sabrina's eyes, reflected from the dancing flames. "Stay behind me as we approach the ceremony. I don't want you to be overexposed to the magic." Bilbert stopped dead. "Overexposed? That doesn't sound good. What are you getting me into?" "Nothing, really. It's a simple ceremony. But if you're not used to magic, you may get dizzy, disoriented, or a bit euphoric. Just keep in mind, I'm your friend." "You've said that before," Bilbert said, and headed back the way they had come. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Melanie spent a lot of time volunteering at the hospital. "I like reading to old people," she said, "especially the ones who have no family or friends visiting them." She did it for 2 years before she stopped showing up. All the patients who died left everything in their wills to an asset management company she'd set up to drain them dry. She cashed out, got a new identity, and left the country. The hospital probably should have known when they asked her for help with the children's ward, and she replied, "Kids? They don't have any fucking money."
And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the topic of overexposed. I hope you enjoyed them. I sure did. And, well, there'll be more this week, and then we'll be back to the weekly challenge next week. And the topic for the next weekly challenge is even. So go ahead, get your thoughts going, and I'll be here waiting to put it all together. Thank you all for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.